MJ Belcourt. She is one of the coordinators down there with the good people at the Deep Freeze Festival, and she takes care of the entire Pipon village. Pipon, of course, the Nehewewin Cree word for wintertime. Danse, and welcome back to Windspeaker Radio.
Danse.
Yeah, Monanto. So, you guys got the Pipon village going, Deep Freeze Festival kicking off in a little over a week time. Can you tell us a little bit about the programming that you have in place down there?
Absolutely. Well, we have lots of things to do We have teepees and tents set up, and we have our yurt. Inside the yurt, we'll have performers, which is kind of fun. It's a small stage. We call it the Big Bear Stage, but it's a small little space. But we do have some wonderful performers coming in, some traditional acts with hand drum singing and hoop dancing. We actually have a mom and daughter team who do Inuit drum and dance. So looking forward to that. Of course, we have some contemporary country music, and of course, we have some Métis fiddle. So all looking forward to all those wonderful performers on our little Big Bear stage. Yeah. And of course, we do have our cultural craft workshop with one of our wonderful artisans. And then also, people can check out our artisans with the I Am Collective. They'll be there on site as well to do demos and to sell their work. So lots of really cool things to see. Plus, while you're waiting and checking things out, you can also have a little bannock and tea sample. We have our bannock maker back, and that's also wonderful. I do need to give a shout out to our Bent Arrow Healing Society. They are also going to be there with their teepee doing traditional games and snowshoeing. Well, I'm not sure how much snowshoeing. If we don't get any snow, what we'll do, but they have things with that sort of taken care of. If we don't have snow, they'll have other games and things for people to get involved with. We also have a wonderful exhibit that we're setting up, an art exhibit in one of the teepees too, so that should be interesting for people to see, just to encourage a little more of the Cree language. So there should be some really interesting things with that as well. So lots to do and lots to see, so I'm really hoping people come out and check it out. It's free, so why wouldn't you come out? Of course, we are taking donations. Our funding isn't what it used to be, so definitely if people have a few bucks to throw in the donation box, it's always welcome. So, yeah, it should be a good time.
And of course, you know, like you said, might not have a lot of snow. The temperature is supposed to be dropping, which is nice for Deep Freeze Festival, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. It is Pipon Village down at the Deep Freeze Festival happening down in the Alberta Avenue. When does it all kick off down there, MJ?
That would be January 20th, so the Saturday, January 20th.
January 20th and the 21st down there, Alberta That's Avenue. Right. You guys have partnered with the Bent Arrow Society, the I Am Collective. I love the collaborative effort and the team effort going on down here. We hope to see you down there. Thanks for your time and chatting with the listeners again today, MJ.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Eximaga.
Eximaga.